Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And that's that. The full-time whistle goes at Anfield then, and it's Liverpool 2, it's Leicester City 0. 2 goals by Diogo Jota Edel. He is better than Figo, don't you know?
He is, mate. I mean, I don't see any lies in that statement, Steve. And when you need someone to step up in the box, when you want the ball to fall to a player, when you expect someone to just be a goal poacher and just pop up and absolutely nail it every single time, you're putting your house, you're putting your lot, and you're putting everything on Diogo Jota to step up for you. And there's not been many games this season where he's let us down. When you've asked him to do that, he delivers. You know, there are a lot of other parts of his game where you think, you know, we've got other options that, you know, might have a little bit more pace, might be a little bit more explosive, better technique on the ball. But when it comes to purely finding the goal in between the sticks, as you said, at the moment, I don't think there is a better player in the Prem, and I'll say that here right now after watching that performance again tonight.
And if there is one, he probably plays right wing for us. He's the only one.
Yeah, he's the only one. But again, the way Salah does it, he'll drift and cut across the goal, and you know, he scores goals from all over the pitch. But just in terms of that one metric, yeah, I don't think at the moment we're going to find a better striker in the league that's able to deliver that for us. And no, I just think he's absolutely coming to his own this season. What we thought might have been a purple patch last season has shown that is the level that he now has set for himself. And again, it's kind of reminiscent of when Salah did that and it just emerged as, you're not going to be able to stop him if he finds that run of form. You can't take him out of that. The only thing that stopped Jota last season was an injury, and touch wood, he can continue in this vein. But again, he's bailed us out when probably we was playing at 70% flexing our muscles today. We wasn't at the 100%. We wasn't flexing in a way that we was hoping. But when you need someone to show that little bit of quality in front of goal, Jota was the man to step up.
Yeah, man, you're right. And because it took till the 87th minute to get that second goal, that actually felt nervier than it was. If that makes, like, looking now, Leicester didn't lay a glove on us in that second half. Again, I'll bring the stats up now, and in the end, Liverpool have 22 shots, 11 on target. They forced Kasper Schmeichel into plenty of work, including one save with his nuts. And then Leicester have 5 shots, 1 on target. They didn't have, Maddison has a shot early on from nowhere, and that was it. Like, the only reason I felt nervy at the time was because it was 1-0, and that you're just thinking.
And he brought on the likes of Barnes, and you know,
he brings Iheanacho on.
And you think, oh, because he can bring these players on. Say his subs, Brendan's subs worked for him in the last game, whereas Klopp's subs worked against us. So in the back of your mind, you're thinking, is it going to be the same? Is that going to play out again?
But in that whole, like, they did nothing. They didn't lay a glove on us. They didn't do anything. It is just because when that second goal is, you're always thinking, it just takes one bounce of a ball. Or listen, James Maddison can score from 40 yards. We've seen him do it this season.
Little moments like that where you're just thinking, is that going to be what punishes us?
But Leicester didn't lay a glove on Liverpool. They really didn't. Like I say, it was complete domination. Liverpool, for whatever reason, listen, they hit the post. The goalie makes saves. They have chance after chance. Liverpool, it was all right. It wasn't vintage. But when you're in the moment, Errol, that's why I was saying, oh, I feel a bit nervous here. But I shouldn't have, because them lads there were in complete control. Even when Leicester got half a sniff, Van Dijk was brilliant. Again, just absolute, you know, captain's armband on captain's performance. Mm-hmm. Him and Matip brilliant.
He stepped up and he had the armband on today. He looked vintage Van Dijk with that armband on him. And if I had to, if I had to caption this performance anything, it was two goals and a nutcracker. Like that was that's literally how I could sum it up for you, because it really was. There was bright performances from individuals. As a team, we looked like we was all singing off the same hymn sheet. Defensively, we looked good. He didn't really try and get us on. We didn't really have to do the offside trap on them that much as well. They didn't play that many balls through into those channels a lot. We didn't give them. For Fabinho played really well in that second half. He stepped up. I think he always does the screening really well, but the screening and the passes, moving that ball forward quicker in that second half once he got it, was brilliant for us. Thiago, that bicycle kick, if that gets on target, I think we just call it quits here. Just cash out, don't we, all our chips. It was an enjoyable game to watch, because there was a little bit of everything there from a Liverpool's perspective to say, you can take a lot of, I think Klopp will be the same. You can take a lot of positives from that game, and you can just think, as soon as the whole crew's back together, as soon as I've got the whole squad with us, we can start really working and getting our teeth into where we can take the rest of this season.
Yeah, it's exciting to see. Like I say, again, it only felt like, I go back to it, it wasn't nervous. It shouldn't have been nervous. It was just because it was 1-0, but Leicester didn't do anything. Liverpool was dominating. You mentioned Fabinho, what I thought he was really good at. He's an amazing defensive midfielder, but what people think of defensive midfielders, they think just sitting in the centre circle, just mopping up. Fabinho, the reason we score, he defends from the edge of their box. He wins the ball back that leads to that second goal. He's done that time and time again. He
pushes the unit.
Yeah, everything just squeezes up and squeezes up. And it's like one of those, an escape room. You know, when the walls are closing in on you, Fab is closing and he just pushes everyone, pushes it up. And then I think it's Marco Brighton, he's got nowhere to go. Fab takes it off him within a couple of passes. Jota's scoring. I thought that's what he'd done really well. And that's why I think he's the best defensive midfielder in the world. And that's probably his best attribute, is that ability to just push you, pressure, bang, take it off you there. Mm. Thought he was fabulous.
Yeah, and as I say, when he does that, the others that are either side of him know they've got to be more advanced than him. They can't be behind Fabinho where he is in that position. So it's almost like it's a signal for everybody else to get in line. And as you said there, he just presses that bit a little bit more forward, etches towards them. It sucks the space out of the pitch in the middle, and that in itself just leaves other players under the ball feeling claustrophobic. They don't know what to do. They panic. They get themselves flustered. And more often than not, we end up winning the ball high up the pitch. Now, we wanted to be a little bit more ruthless today, but got to give credit to Leicester in the sense that Kasper Schmeichel did play well. I said earlier in the game, you know, is it going to be a Jekyll and Hyde performance?
It was actually both.
Yeah, it was, you know what I mean? But
he has 11 shots at him, so yeah.
Exactly, he does well, do you know what I mean? But as I say, I don't think defensively they didn't look all over the place. I think in terms of open play, they looked fairly well drilled. They looked like they knew each man knew where they had to be. I don't think any of their players got rinsed. I just think we had that little bit too much quality for them. And when you do put that amount of pressure on them, as a Liverpool side, as good as we are, we're expecting to hit the back of the net. It's almost as if the crowd, and I imagine, I did, as much as I couldn't hear today, I almost felt there's been a bit of electricity in the studio. It's like I felt as if there was that kind of level of energy in Anfield as well. And I hope that was the case.
I said in the return fixture, obviously it was an away game, so we knew we weren't in the studio, but it felt like...
No, we was. That was the one game, the only game I got drafted in. You weren't in.
I was off. Yeah, because
of COVID. So it was me.
Was it?
Yeah, it was the COVID game. Yeah. And that was the only game this season that I've got drafted in to watch, and that was the one we fucking lose.
Sorry for interrupting your show, but we have our incredible streaming service, Redmen Plus, and we are so proud of the content that we produce. If you like the stuff that we put out for free, please show your support. Join Redmen Plus and get every single episode that we produce directly into your ears in your native podcast app. Just go over to the redmentv.com, sign up, and enjoy even more Redmen content.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It was a 1-0 game. I remember you lost, I can't remember exactly, but what I do remember is that it was a similar pattern. Actually, Liverpool had tons and tons of shots, but Schmeichel just kept them in it. We miss a penalty, didn't we, and all that kind of stuff. The difference here, obviously the early goal helps, but it was very similar in that. And I said this when I was on Leicester Fan TV earlier in the week, and I said, like, if that's your game plan, you will probably lose. Yeah. That, like, that'll work for you once out of 100 times. That, like, you'll just let Liverpool have 20 odd shots and we won't score. It's not gonna work. And it didn't work again.
I wasn't. It was the West Ham game. It was the, I was in the Brookhouse on that one.
Yeah, but
that was where we lost. Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. And you wanna right those wrongs though. That's how I see it from that position, from a Liverpool perspective. You don't want to give them any encouragement to feel as though they can get something out of us.
I think, like I say, that's the Leicester. It was the exact same game, except they didn't get the counter to that goal, and we were. You can't do that to Liverpool. Liverpool will eventually. There's too much quality, and or your goalie might make a mess. Schmeichel probably should do better for the goal, but. You can't defend like that and hope to go away. Liverpool, good set piece routine for a goal, instinctive player. And like I say, we started the wrap up with him. Let's finish it with him. Before we do that, actually, just let you guys know, going live on YouTube shortly, we'll be Errol with the fan reactions. So if you head on over to our social accounts now and get your reactions in, Errol will be back in the studio reading out the best of those. Facebook, Twitter, get in touch with us however you want. Then later on, I will be live on YouTube too with the player rating. So do join for that and let me know your thoughts. I'd be delighted for you to join us. And then streaming in about 90 minutes or so's time, depending on how things go, will be the instant match reaction live on Red Men Plus. If you haven't joined up to Red Men Plus yet, please do consider doing so. Not only do you get our instant match reaction that me and Ella will be on streaming live, we've just released our Craftsman of the Cop documentary and the Anfield Murals documentary went live not too long ago. Coming in the next couple of weeks or so, we've got special in conversation with, heading towards the League Cup final, with Stuart Downing, who was the man of the match last time Liverpool won the League Cup. Paul went and went to Yorkshire to meet Stuart and have a good old chat about that game and that season.
And a cup of tea.
Yorkshire tea. He also, we've got an exclusive podcast series coming in, looking at every single season in which Liverpool have won the League Cup with some of the best journalists who covered those seasons. We've had Chris Bascom, Tony Evans, John Keefe and James Pearce talking through what it was like in those seasons. And we've got the first ever edition of our Silverware Stories series. That's easy for me to say. That's a lot of S's. Looking at the 2001 League Cup final with interviews from some of the players involved. So Jamie Carragher, Emil Heskey, Marcus Babbel, Sander Vesterveld's in there. We've got Birmingham perspective from Darren Pearce as well. All looking at that 2001 League Cup final, the trophy that started a treble. Fingers crossed in the end of this month, Liverpool could get another trophy that starts a treble or even a quadruple, because Errol, Diogo Jota keeps Liverpool on Manchester's coattails. We are not going away. And when we've got players like that fella, we've got half a chance of doing something extra special, haven't we?
Yeah, and that's all we're asking as Liverpool fans at the moment. We we are achieving and we're at the trajectory that we would have anticipated. And at the end of the day, you know, Carl Martin, he sums it up perfectly. He gives us a $4.99 super chat. Thank you very much for that, Carl. He says, way to go, the Reds. It keeps the pressure on.
Yeah.
And that's huge for us at this moment in time. City had done their business last night. They won 2-0. Right, we'll match it. You know, we see your hand and we'll raise you. And it's going to be a lot of that back and forth this season for the rest of the season. But we've got to make sure that we don't let up at any point. You know, whatever they do, we've got to match it. If we can better it, great. But the bare minimum, we've got to match it right up until the point where we play them. It's April that we play them.
Yeah.
So we've got to be able to say, yeah, well, we can go toe-to-toe with you up until April, and then we'll see what happens. Because at that point, they could come away and crumble because they've been on such a great run. It's like, all right, well, the wheels are going to fall off now because we've burnt ourselves out. And it's like we went strong too soon, as opposed to where us, we kind of just start and like hit that nice little peak, and we're hoping that we can just kind of keep going as we get to the summit.
You're absolutely right, mate. Fingers crossed that is what happens. I think, as we're going to sign off on the watch along shortly, thank you guys for joining. It was an absolute pleasure. Those 1,000 likes, I keep telling you, go to those 1,000 likes and we win. Thanks for all the mods, Danny, and all the other mods in the chat. Thanks for all the members. Thanks for the super chats. Thanks for everything. Like I say, keep an eye on the YouTube channel for the fan reactions and for the player ratings, and obviously head over to Redmen Plus later on for the instant match reaction. We'll do more Jota loving because he deserves it. We'll do more Luis Diaz lovings because he deserves it. In fact, we'll just do a big old Liverpool loving, and we want you guys to join us there. So thanks very much, everyone, today. We'll be back on Sunday with the watch along for Burnley. That'll be me and Paul in the studio for that one.
You cheating on me, bro?
Yeah, basically, for those, Chris will be on all the shows on Friday. So all you are wondering where Chris Pajak is, keep an eye out. On Redmen Plus, he'll be on the final wave for this game. He'll be building up to the Burnley game. He'll be doing the Oppo preview for Burnley, and he will be doing the starting 11. So you will have plenty of Pajak in your life on Friday, and then the watch long again will be coming on Sunday. Thanks so much, and hope to see you then. Until next time, I'll see you all soon. Ta-da.
Ciao for now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.